Good morning. As you know, the situation on NATO's southeastern border is of great concern. Turkey has asked for alliance support, and we stand in full solidarity with Turkey. I would expect NATO allies to make a decision later today. I'm confident we will demonstrate our determination to deter against any threats and defend our ally, because this is what our alliance is all about. As we have already made clear, any deployment would be defensive only. It would in no way support a no-fly zone or any offensive operation. I have already told that to Foreign Minister Lavrov in the spirit of full transparency. And I expect NATO ministers to repeat it when we meet in the NATO-Russia Council shortly. The dialogue between NATO and Russia is based on reciprocal transparency, trust, and confidence. And our aim remains to build a strategic partnership. This year, we have made good progress on practical cooperation in areas such as Afghanistan, counterterrorism, and counter-narcotics. We are going in the right direction, but we need to put new energy into our relationship and look at how we can boost cooperation over the next years. Tomorrow, we will meet the Foreign Minister of Georgia, a dedicated partner and one of the countries which aspires to join the alliance. We will recognize the progress that Georgia has made and encourage all parties to keep up the momentum of democratic reforms. Georgia has shown exemplary commitment to our mission in Afghanistan, and tomorrow we will discuss with all our partners in ISAF the question of long-term funding for the Afghan forces as part of the broad international effort. This is an essential part of our shared strategy for a stable Afghanistan. We are committed to play our part in developing appropriate, coherent, and effective funding for the Afghan forces. And the Afghan government has committed to take on more and more of the funding over time, making sure that those commitments are met will be vital for Afghanistan, for NATO, and for the whole international community. And with that, I'm ready to take a couple of questions.
We'll start with NTV Turkey over there.
Yes, Solomut from NTV Turkey, Secretary General. I have two small questions. First is, do you think that at this North Atlantic Council this afternoon, you will have the unanimity in order to support the increase of air defense capability of Turkey? And can you give us roughly the schedule about the deployment, bearing in mind that you still need the advice or, let's say, the report of SACUR? Thank you very much.
Yes, I would expect the Council of Ministers to take the decision this afternoon to enhance Turkey's air defences with the aim to ensure effective defence and protection of the Turkish population and Turkish territory. After that, it's for individual allies who are capable to deploy Patriot missiles to take their decisions in full respect for domestic parliamentary procedures. But I would expect Germany, the Netherlands, and the United States to be able to deploy Patriot missiles in Turkey. Once the political decision has been made, it will be followed by practical deployment. When that exactly will happen will depend on a number of practical issues that will be sorted out in the very near future. So I can't give you an exact date, but I will tell you that the actual deployment of missiles will take place within weeks.
German news agency, DPA.
Yes, it's Dieter Ebeling from DPA, the German news agency. Secretary General, Secretary Clinton and President Obama have issued strong warnings to President Assad against using chemical weapons against the Syrian population. How big do you think is the risk and the danger that Assad might be willing to use chemical weapons, using Scud missiles, against Turkey as well?
The Syrian stockpiles of chemical weapons are a matter of great concerns. We know that Syria possesses missiles. We know they have the chemical weapons. And, of course, that also have to be included in our calculations. And this is also the reason why it is a matter of urgency to ensure effective defense and protection of our ally, Turkey. Let me add to this that the possible use of chemical weapons would be completely unacceptable for the whole international community. And if anybody resource to these terrible weapons, I would expect an immediate reaction from the international community.
BBC.
Could I just follow up on that, Secretary General? Can you just explain, you said the Patriots would be there for defensive purposes. Could you explain exactly what they would be doing? And also, given the warnings from President Obama, Hillary Clinton, should they be doing more than just defensive? If chemical weapons are being used, should NATO be doing more than just worrying about Turkey's own defences?
The purpose of the possible deployment of Patriot missiles is to protect the Turkish population and Turkish territory against missile attacks. That is the specific purpose. I would like to stress once again that this is a purely defensive measure. We have no intention to prepare offensive operations. So the purpose of this possible deployment is to ensure effective defense and protection of Turkey.
Thank you very much. That's all we have time for right now. But, of course, the Secretary General will answer your questions after the NATO-Russia Council and afterwards after the meeting of the 28 foreign ministers. Thank you.